Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Very soon, the summer of large outdoor music festivals gets underway. Events such as All Together Now and Body and Soul have become annual favourites, as well as rites of passage for some. But are large music festivals a suitable environment for families? And if you do decide to bring your children to a large outdoor music festival, what are the do's and the don'ts to make sure that everyone has a good experience? Well, Brian O'Connell has been hearing from some of those behind some of our biggest festivals about the way they are getting ready for safe family experiences. But he's also been getting the views of someone who's not so keen on families at music festivals. So, Brian, a lot of these events now, they're making a big effort to attract families, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's a real aspect of festivals that's grown maybe in the past 20 years. I suppose most festivals do have this enhanced family programme now, perhaps areas set aside for families, specific camping areas or events mainly aimed at younger attendees. There are some festivals strictly over 18, but for the most part, if you look at the programmes, it is really accepted now that families and children are part of the audience for festival programmers. But sometimes I think families can perhaps change the atmosphere, and there maybe can be this conflict, if you like, between younger adults in their 20s looking to party for the weekend and families who are there with small children. So that can be a little bit of an inherent tension. We're going to hear from a medical expert on this and two organisers, as you said, of some of our biggest festivals, All Together Now and Forest Fest. But just first off, someone who has strong views on this is music journalist and sometimes DJ Louise Bruton. And she began, Claire, by telling me how the family aspect of festivals has evolved.
The culture of Irish music festivals has changed a lot in the last 20 years. There's a bit more control, there's a bit more structure at Irish music festivals now than there was, and a general awareness of how people should behave, which means that it is generally better for families and kids to attend festivals. But I would wonder if it is actually necessary for small children to be attending a festival where a huge portion of attendees assign this weekend as their one weekend to go mad. The interest of the children, I would kind of question, and there's a lot of great children's areas available, and again, they have come a long, long way. But there's a couple of festivals that have kind of started out that are aimed entirely at families and their kids, which means that the entire festival is suitable for kids, and are the adults attending there are aware that the primary function of this festival is for it to be family friendly, so there wouldn't be kind of any behavior that could cause any issues. Be very aware of how much a festival changes from the daytime into nighttime. From my perspective as a wheelchair user, a lot of the time the disabled campsites and the family campsite are one of the same, so I find it quite a jarring experience to kind of be thrown into this situation where my neighbour could be a family of five with three kids under the age of 10. And that's something that I would like to see change. I do know that a lot of my friends who have children, they would prefer to just send them off with a family member for the weekend so that they can have their weekend off.
So that's Louise Bruton there with her views. Now, before we hear from some of the festivals, you did speak to a medical expert on the risks of festivals and some advice around bringing children, Brian.
Some general advice. I spoke to Dr. Chris Luke, who's a retired emergency consultant, and he spoke about the possible risks at festivals. But he began, Claire, by giving his thoughts on families at music festivals in general.
I think it's a great idea, you know, especially if the festival is designed around the whole family. It can be wonderful fun. I mean, I was at Electric Picnic a few years ago, and I was hugely impressed by, for example, the street food that they had there, which was amazing, and they had wonderful tents with debate and lectures and talks going on, along with all the art and craft stuff. You know, after about 10 or 11, it gets very, very messy. You know, there's a huge amount of risky drinking. One of the things that impressed me most about Electric Picnic was the field hospital they had there. They had astonishing levels of first class provision in terms of beds and tents and doctors and kit and all the rest of it.
So how do you navigate that as a parent if you want to bring your kids along?
Well, I think you have to identify your festival. There's a huge range of family suitable festivals, but I think the bottom line is If you don't want your kids to get involved in drinking and taking drugs and whatever, it's always primarily about the parents. So if the children see their parents, you know, smoking a lot of weed and drinking excessively in and around the children, that's from my point of view the most likely driver. The parents have to, you know, decide, you know, what sort of exposure are we prepared to risk for our children? And that starts first and foremost with themselves. Don't let them drink or see crazy stuff, crazy fighting at night or whatever, or melees until they're 18, 19 and they're ready for it. By and large, if you stick to the daylight hours, most festivals will be manageable. So I'm all in favour of great festivals.
So Chris Luke there. So it's really about common sense, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe sit out the 4-day techno festival, you know what I mean? You kind of you have to do your research, and remember, you don't stop obviously being a parent just because you're at a festival. Like, some people I know would actually bring a babysitter with them, and they might take over one night out of two, so it's a good mix, and it might be worth having that conversation, as Chris said, about risky behavior before you go, having a plan in place if someone gets lost, you know, just very practical things. I took my eldest to Glastonbury years ago, and to have the number on the hand, so if you got lost that someone could ring, plenty of snacks so that you're not spending a fortune, make your own sandwiches, for example. I know this sounds like very anti-festival type behaviour, but these are
ham
kind of things.
Sandwiches, Brian.
Exactly, and the flask of tea, why not? Because it does get expensive if you're constantly going to the food stalls. Now, there are so many great festivals, but I just want to talk to organisers of two who are doing a bit to attract families and then to make sure everyone has a good experience. So first up, we'll hear from Will Rolfe from Altogether Now. It takes place in Waterford. It is sold out this year, unfortunately. If anyone was slow to get the tickets, you won't be getting one for this year. And then Philip Maher from Forest Fest. It takes place in Emo in July. There is tickets left for that one. So Will is first up in this clip.
It's definitely a festival for everyone. Over the last 6 years, we've seen a really wide array of audience, from people in their 20s all the way up to their 70s. And with that, we see ourselves very much as a family-inclusive festival. There is a separate family ticket. An adult or parent can bring their child, 1 to 2 children, free of charge when they have a family ticket, and that allows them access to a designated family campsite. And then there's a kids together area at the festival, which is exclusively for children and parents or family members. There's a perception that festivals are for young people, and I don't think if somebody has kids, or even if you're of the age or older than having a family, that you should see a festival in that way. It should be available to everyone.
My name is Philip Maher. I'm the promoter of Forest Fest. From the get-go, we were always conscious of looking after families, and we've had grandparents attending with their kids, and then those kids having their kids with them.
I mean, it's not just a case of saying, you know, we hope families will attend. You have to go and grab those families, don't you?
Particularly since COVID, a lot of kids have gotten into the music of their parents because they've spent a lot of time at home and listening to their parents' taste in music. And a lot of kids who would have been dragged along to these events previously are now coming, and they're wearing, you know, T-shirts of Franz Ferdinand and Manic Street Preachers. And, you know, and it's great to see like a 15-year-old guy or girl coming along with, you know, Boomtown Rats T-shirts and, you know.
What is it, though? Isn't rock and roll all about rebelling against your parents?
Well, there's a little bit of rebellion going on as well. You know, we've seen a bit of that going on at our festival.
What about to the festival purists out there, Philip, who'll say families have no place at a music festival?
I don't really agree, to be honest with you. No, I appreciate, obviously, that some people would prefer maybe not to have kids at a festival, but I think it lends itself to the whole experience. And obviously we have areas in the festival, for example, our VIP area, we don't allow kids in there. And, you know, a lot of kids will go back to the campsites and after 7 or 8 because they're just getting tired. After 8 o'clock, it becomes an adult-only experience.
Philip Marr and Will Rolfe. So give us a rundown of some of the other family-friendly options out there, Brian.
Yeah, so that's Forest Fest. Still some tickets available. Altogether now sold out. Next year's tickets go on sale at the end of the summer. Night and Day looks a good one. Big family focus. It's on at the end of June. It's an over-20s event, but under-14s can go with adults. So everything there from drumming workshops, kids yoga, and in a good music lineup as well. Kaleidoscope is on in Wicklow in early July. Reptiles, acting classes, and then you can have bands like Ocean Colour Scene in Texas. So really nice mix. And then, of course, every county in the country probably has an arts festival over the summer, which has lots of family-friendly events. We've had a poll running since about 6 o'clock this morning on Instagram, interestingly enough, and the Instagram people have spoken. 70% of people agree that children shouldn't be at music festivals.
70% say no.
That took me back, didn't
it? I'm surprised at that. Yeah, we all have to be a bit braver, don't we?
Well, exactly. I mean, and if we want to go to festivals, it's very hard to get someone to mind the kids for, you know, 3 days on a bank holiday weekend, isn't it?
So yeah,
spare and a thought for those of us who have very little choice.
Well, listen, what was your experience at Glastonbury like?
I'll be honest with you, because I was covering it at the time, I think for the Irish Times, I stayed in the media tent or tented area. So it was a little bit of a plusher experience.
We were sheltered.
We had couches and we had kind of hot showers and stuff. A little bit intimidating in terms of scale, which is why I think some of the smaller festivals might be better, in that if someone got lost in Glastonbury, you know, it's a massive site. But we had a great weekend, and it is a nice experience to get to share your musical heroes with your kids. I don't know if it's a nice experience for the kids, but it felt a nice experience for the parents.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. Cheers. Brian O'Connell there. Now, coming up next, we're going to have an update on that earthquake in Myanmar.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.